Wait, so
wow, look at that building!
Hey, guys, we're coming to the heart of what for a long time was Birmingham's theater district.
It may be the heart of the theater district again.
Built around one of the city's true historic gems, the Alabama Theater.
I remember the first thing that I did when public accommodations became open, that is, when people, regardless of race, could go to places, was to go to Alabama Theater, go to places where, as a kid, I couldn't go.
The Alabama Theater was built in 1927 as a showcase for the films of Paramount Studios, which spent a ton of money on construction.
Well, just the beauty of it all, you know, and that was the thing that, you know, when I went in, having not gone there as a child, because of that restriction. When I finally did get a chance to go into the Alabama and saw how beautiful it was just amazing. I, you know, all of the ornate artwork and the way the ceiling looks like the sky, it was just wonderful. And then the organ came up from the floor and that was just it. So I thought, this is really wonderful. I'm sorry I missed that as a kid, because I imagine that would have been quite something special.
It's 5 stories tall and was the first building in the state of Alabama to have true air conditioning.
The head honcho of Paramount, Adolph Zukor, was the one who named the Alabama the showplace of the South.
For more than 20 years, the Alabama Theater presented Paramount films starring screen legends like Mae West, W.C. Fields, and Mary Pickford.
The theater had a lot of live performances and special events through the years, including the Miss Alabama pageant.
And in the 50s, the Alabama was the home of the local Mickey Mouse Club.
In 1998, the Alabama received a multi-million-dollar restoration,
which is what has been proposed for the Lyric Theater across the street.
The Lyric was built in 1914 as a live theater, hosting the big vaudeville acts of the day.
When you pass by the Lyric and you see that double-decker fire escape, in the old days before civil rights, that's where the black people had to go into the Lyric. So as a kid, I remember going up this fire escape, which, you know, is an open air staircase up 4 flights to the top balcony. And, you know, that was really the best seat in the house. So that was one of the benefits of segregation, is that you had a chance to see that, to experience going up that fire escape, getting into the 4th balcony of the Lyric to see a movie.
The last time I went to the Lyric Theater as a kid in the 1950s, I saw Charles Laughton, a great actor, director, and producer, do a one-man show. And back then, a one-man show was truly a one-man show. There was no lighting entourage. There was no special effect thing. There were no explosions, and there were no special sets. The set consisted of 2 stools, on one of which he sat, on the other of which he placed a stack of books. And he did, like a great jazz musician, variations on stories that the books reminded him of. And then he threw books in there that he had never seen before, such as the Birmingham phone book. And he did a skit from that just based on names, reading names aloud and giving you great motion, making you cry, making you laugh, just from reading names.
I remember that the last movie that I saw there was Creature from the Black Lagoon. And it was plenty scary for me.
The Alabama is one of the busiest places in the state, hosting everything from concerts and the performing arts to private parties and weddings.
And don't forget movies.
Yeah, the Sidewalk Film Festival uses the Alabama as its #1 venue for showing the latest in independent films.
Well, I think, again, speaking as an urban designer and a community planner, we look for things that create critical mass, that create synergies in events. We know that particularly the kind of people that you're trying to attract to downtown are looking for choices and opportunities and familiarity with a district where they know they can find multiple things is very important. So the idea of the Alabama, the Lyric, they're close together, potential for other kinds of entertainment venues in that area mean that we begin to create a destination for people looking for things in the downtown. And that's good for attracting people that are living in the region, in the greater Birmingham area, as well as giving people who are looking for a downtown place to live a sense that this is a 24/7 city.
At one time, there were dozens of theaters within 2 blocks of the Alabama and the Lyric.
Soon, there could be all sorts of entertainment here, only a short walk from the Alabama and the Lyric theaters, just like there used to be when it was new.
I can't wait!